You know, folks probably know that, Dave did games for other schools before he came to Texas A&M. Can you tell me your first remembrance of a college game at G. Raleigh?
I guess what would stand out more than anything else was the fact that back in those days, Scott, and you'll remember this, almost the entire Aggie band would come to those games.
Right, right.
And when they would start playing, the person sitting next to you, you would have to get over and cup your hands around their ears, or their ears, so they could hear what you were saying. It was unbelievably loud in there.
Okay.
And I say that, you know, back in those days, in the old Southwest Conference days, Gregory Gym, Barnhill Fieldhouse, up at Fayetteville, and G. Raleigh were unbelievable home court advantages. I mean, because the fans were right on top of you. You know, you had the baseline seating down there at the, I guess that would be the north end. There was baseline seating, I guess, back in those days at the south end. They had those old wooden bleachers that we pulled out before we got those nice chair backs along the courts. Just unbelievable in there, the noise and the home court advantage that A&M had. And I'll be honest with you, I enjoyed basketball there so much that there were times when I would drive down here when I lived in Waco, buy a ticket, and watch a game there. I did that any number of times because I really liked Shelby's style of play.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you better be ready to play when you played one of Shelby's teams.
You know, one of the things, because I did, you started going there in 1959, and the place would pack. And, of course, being a kid, I wanted to sit way up at the top, you know, just to be up there because the kids would hang out. And the temperature difference in the top to come down to the floor. And the other thing is, I believe probably when I was going there, you could still smoke. And so it was quite an environment, but you could actually feel the warmth, the mass of people that were down there.
Yeah.
And I know that you know the story, even though you were not at the game, of how that sideline behind the basket at G. Raleigh was a bit of a problem when Baylor and A&M played
year. Yeah, it was. There was a big fight there. Tom Friedman was the Baylor player, and Billy Hobbs, I guess, was the A&M player that were the spotlight of that. But a fight erupted, and I think what finally happened, as I recall, the Aggie band had to play the national anthem to get everybody settled down and standing at attention while they played the national anthem. I don't know who it was that decided that needed to be done.
Well, it's probably Colonel Adams, and he did that. But, you know, I went back to look, and Herman Weisskopf, in fact, in Sports Illustrated in 1969, made that the lead of his college wrap-up that week.
Really?
So you're in Sports Illustrated for all the wrong reasons.
You know, one of the there were things that happened. When I first came to Texas A&M as a full-time employee back in the early 90s, my office was at G. Raleigh, and Mike Rickey, I don't know if you'll have Mike on or not when you're talking about
Radar.
G. Raleigh, yeah, Radar. Yeah. But anyway, there used to be a raccoon that would come out and sit in the stands and watch practice. and he lived there at G. Raleigh. And my office was where the Letterman's Lounge is now.
Yeah.
And I was in the office one night. And by the way, the windows in that place wouldn't close. I mean, they wouldn't close. He couldn't keep air conditioning, and so I had a window there in my office that would not close. And so it wasn't unusual to come back in and have a bird having joined you for the rest of the day flying around in the office. Or we also had the squirrel that made regular visits. He would come in, but fortunately he remembered how he got in, and he would exit the same way. But we had him as a visitor. But one night I'm sitting in there at my desk, and I got the radio on, and I think I hear something, and I kill the radio, and I'm, where's that noise coming from? And I look up. Something is walking on the ceiling tiles.
Oh!
And it's depressing the ceiling tiles as it walks across there. And I decided, well, I wonder what would happen if I slapped the top of my desk. And so about the time I hit my desk, I realized that if he came down at that point in time, he's got me blocked from the door. It's going to be the two of us in that office.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when I hit it, he took off running, and I don't know how, whatever it was, I don't know if it was the raccoon or whatever, he took off running, and the tiles, I don't think any of them came out, but they were under a lot of stress as that thing left. And I have no idea what it was, but my funniest story is this one. And I came out, at that time my office had moved across the street to Coldus, and I walked across, and I was setting stuff up at the broadcast table there at G. Raleigh. And there was a guy out on the floor in a suit and tie, but he had his back turned to me. And he was telling one of our players how to shoot a jump shot. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm going, he's not one of our coaches. I have no idea who this is. Oh, man, Shelby's going to come out in a minute, and he's going to see this guy coaching one of our players. My gosh. And I kept going, man, this. I hope Shelby doesn't come out. I hope this guy gets off the floor. That went on for about 5 minutes, and then finally the guy turned, and it was one of the TV commentators, and the guy teaching one of our players how to shoot was Pete Maravich.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit
I'm
of
going,
input.
You know what? That's probably okay.
Yeah, Shelby would not. Were you here the night the lights went out? Did you, Raleigh?
No.
Okay, I didn't know.
I don't remember that.
All I know, Wally Graf was still the AD, and Lynn Hickey was there, and the lights went out during a basketball game, and I had to go out on the floor, and they just shined a flashlight on me and ask everyone, because there was no power, and I had to announce to the crowd that, most importantly, they needed to stay in their seats until they got it fixed, because we didn't need people tumbling down the stairs at G. Raleigh. But, yeah, the lights went out, and as I think about it, because Lynn was there, it may well have been a women's game that was going on, I'm not sure, but the lights went out at G. Raleigh one night, which was pretty bizarre. But, it's a great old building with tremendous memories for a lot of people. And,
well, I mean, I talked to people the other night. Sunday, I guess, is when I saw these folks. Well, no, Saturday I saw these folks, and they both grew up here in Bryan College Station, and they, as kids, they went and sat in the stands at G. Raleigh.
Yeah,
and so there's a lot of memories in that building, and a lot of memories for those of us who worked games there.
Yeah.
I can remember that we had a visiting coach one time, and a well-known coach. The fans got to him. They really got on his nerves, and finally he turned around, but it was a nice gesture because he told our fans they were number one.
Did he? Well, you always got to thank
I would there. Venture a guess that's not the first time that happened.
Yeah,
there either.
That's probably right.
Dave, I can remember that.
It's fun. Dave South will begin his 28th season as the voice of the Texas Aggies when we kick off just a few weeks from now.
Yeah.
Thanks again for sharing a few minutes with us,
all
Dave.
Right. I'll see you.
See you, bye.